Now, I know what you're thinking, or let me rephrase that. I know what I'm thinking. Whoa, this seems a bit much. That level of connection with Hashem, where it encompasses our minds and dictates our actions every second of our lives, seems quite overwhelming, and certainly seems very far away from where we are. But let's return to the opening statement of the Mesillas Yesharim. The first line, the first assumption he makes about his readers. He writes, "Ulamat sarach sheyasim mabote umagamasoi b'cholashu amel kol yemei chayav." What does a person have to set his sights towards, define his goals in everything he works for, all of his life? The Mesillas Yesharim is taking us by the shoulder, and he's shaking us a little bit. He's telling us, you're not like just living life, right? You're a Jew. You have a vision. You must have one. You have some goal you're striving for, and you have a plan to get there, right? I mean, you have to have that. What is it? So let me help you clarify that. This is what the Mesillas Yesharim tells us and expects from us even before we start learning his Sefer, before we open the first page. And this is what's so essential about learning Mussar. Life is a serious business. And although we need to take it lightly at times to retain our sanity, overall, we have to recognize its importance and significance, and above all, its seriousness. That having been said, let's think about where, indeed, we're headed. Eventually, life comes to its tachlis, its purpose, which is the world to come, Olam Haba, Olam HaEmes, Gan Eden. What does one do all day in Gan Eden? What do you do there all day? So we know, as Chazal have taught us, that the pleasure in Gan Eden is so intense that one moment there can't be evaluated even if you experience every single pleasure that ever existed on this world by every single person in this world, add it all up together in all of history, all those years, all those moments, it still can't compare to one moment of one person in Gan Eden. Yet, we know it's not a physical pleasure. We're not Muslims, Baruch Hashem. I can't even say what they think is up there, lahavdil ben hakodesh uven hatameh. So what is the pleasure? So Ramchal explains that as well. Sheha adam le'nivra ela lehis aneg al Hashem v'lehonos miziv shechinase. A person was only created for the purpose to bathe in the glory of Hashem's presence and to enjoy His company. What do we do in Gan Eden? We become amazingly close to Hashem. That gives us intense enjoyment, intense pleasure, beyond what is possible for us to describe or even feel or think or relate to. If a person isn't so close to Hashem, then there's not an awful lot for him to do up there. If a person is close to Hashem, he enjoys that closeness in a measure unfathomable and immeasurable by any medium on this world. Now, perhaps we'd like to fool ourselves, which maybe we all do, and we think, okay, next world, no problem. We don't have a gof there. We don't have a body. We'll just be neshamas, and that's why we'll be invested in dveikus and Hashem. In this world, we can enjoy ourselves, and there's no need to achieve dveikus. And this is a mistake. The Ramchal develops this step by step in his first chapter. Dveikus has to be achieved here. Whatever we achieve here is what we enjoy in the world to come. However close we can get to Hashem in this world is the level of closeness we can truly enjoy in Gan Eden, because there it's unfettered by the restraints of a guf and a physical world. But if there's no connection forged, no relationship with Hashem, it doesn't materialize from thin air in the next world. Olam Haba is referred to as Olam Shekulo Tov, the world which is solely good. What is the good that is there? It's what David HaMelech already taught us. Va'ani kirvas alekim li'tov. Only closeness to Hashem is truly good. This is something which we must give time and thought to. It's the defining factor of our lives. The more we think about this, the more we'll be inspired and motivated to truly turn our lives around and to dedicate it to achieving this great purpose of Kirbas Elokim. Although it may seem overwhelming at the outset, but if we think about what's at stake, this is everything. This is something we should daven for as well, that Hashem should help us realize the value of this, which is the point of our lives.